This podcast is a free service of WPSU-FM. Become a member at WPSU.org.
Standing in the parking lot of the Clinton County Courthouse, Jean Hunter smooths a map on the hood of her car. A trim woman with short brown hair, she wears a t-shirt that reads Loyal Sock 5K Run, left over from the days when she used to run road races.
Yeah, I've run anything from as little as a 5K to I've run marathons. But I kind of got bored with road running, and then we heard about this event, and we started getting into the trails, and we've just been hooked ever since.
The event Jean's hooked on is the Mega Transect, a 24.3-mile-long endurance race and trail run sponsored by the city of Lock Haven and held on Bald Eagle Mountain. The event is the brainchild of Jeff Stover, executive director of the Cedacog Joint Rail Authority and an avid hiker. He schedules the event around Penn State football games.
We always select our event weekend as the only weekend in September that has a Penn State away game, because otherwise you can't get motel rooms.
Running his finger over the map, Jeff explains the route.
They have to go up and over Bald Eagle Mountain a number of times, over 24 miles of rocks and streams, 5,600 feet of elevation gain total.
Jean points out the section of the course we're about to explore. The contour lines crowd close together with a printed warning, danger, steep boulder area. We pile into Jeff's car and drive about 2 miles along the base of the mountain to park in a gravel pullout.
We're standing at what's been dubbed the jump up, and what it is the first spot the competitors in the Mega Transect have a taste of the real course. It's an unrelenting 1,200-foot climb to the top of Bald Eagle Ridge.
Let's go.
Okay.
Unrelenting is a good description for this trail. No wimpy switchbacks to ease the climb. It just goes up and up, straight as an arrow beneath a canopy of oak and maple.
I originally thought I was in shape until I started coming up these mountains, and I said, whoa, it's really much more difficult.
The Mega Transect runs through Bald Eagle State Forest. Along the way, checkpoints staffed by volunteers offer food, water, and first aid. The Kammerdiner Trail forms the backbone of the course.
It's down between the two mountains, and it is very, very beautiful. Any time of the year, it's just absolutely gorgeous back there.
Side spurs and loops off the main trail take competitors scrambling upslope to high spots along Bald Eagle Ridge. The race planners have added something new this year.
We have created a new trail that kind of takes you right to a beautiful overlook. It overlooks the town of Rote. And some people call it East End, and it is absolutely breathtaking. Some people do hang gliding there. Really, really pretty.
As we climb, we meet some other hikers headed down.
What's that? Where are we from?
Three women, 30-something, lean as greyhounds, wearing nylon shorts and carrying hydration packs. Tammy Christini, Robin Hannon, and Phyllis Seaver of Williamsport are all training for the Mega Transect. You excited about the race?
Oh my gosh, yes, very excited.
Have you done it before?
Never. First time. We've done like some high-tech adventure races and marathons.
Nothing to this extent, like in the woods though. Okay. 25 miles in the woods is pretty far. Especially in this terrain.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous. The hills are going to give me a good workout, that's for sure.
Most endurance hikes target elite athletes like these women. But the Mega Transect is open to people of all abilities. The oldest competitor is in his 70s. The youngest is 13. You can run the race or just walk the trail. Jeff Stover says the inclusiveness is by design.
One of the things about the Bald Eagle Mountain Mega Transect is that we appeal to people that are hardcore, almost elite trail runners, as well as the person that really looks at trying to do an event like this as a challenge.
Like Jim and Donna Burnworth, I talked to them back at the parking lot. He's a teacher, she's a nurse. When their children grown, they took up hiking, mostly to lose a little weight.
Honestly, if you'd ask us in January if we're going to do some 24.3-mile climbing and hiking over very rough terrain, we'd have laughed.
Now the Burnworths often walk more than 20 miles in a weekend, and Jim has dropped 10 pounds.
But the nice thing about it is, no diet, I just walk.
The directions for the race say to pack your own snacks. Do you have like a secret power snack that you're taking?
Granola bars.
A lot of granola bars.
Lots of water for granola.
The elite athletes can finish this course in under 4 hours. Donna and Jim are shooting for 8 hours. But mostly they're anticipating the satisfaction of saying they did it.
I mean, I'll keep my pace, but completion's more important to me than time. I just want to complete it. That's all I want to do.
The Mega Transect, 24.3 miles over Bald Eagle Mountain, takes place tomorrow. The race starts and finishes at the Castanea Township Firemen's Picnic Grounds in Lock Haven. For WPSU, I'm Cynthia Berger.